Well, you know they've lost two decades in Japan. You know about zombie banks. You know about zombie companies. The Japanese way doesn't work. It's not going to work in America or Europe.
So we've got a situation there where people invested in banks lose money. Presumably people with pensions who have investments in these banks lose money, and government bonds lose money too. But the politicians have a much nicer sounding solution, it seems, which they've just come up with, which is that the European Central Bank creates money, lends it to the IMF, and the IMF then lends it back to them. Sounds much nicer, doesn't it?
It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But it's not based on reality. It's based on Never Never Land. It's based on the Tooth Fairy. You know, somebody's got to come up with real money somewhere along the line and pay off real debts somewhere along the line.
But isn't that possible, that if you're the government, you can create as much money as you want because it's your money?
You certainly can. You can print, you can debase currency, and history is replete with governments that have debased their own currency and ruined their own currency for thousands of years it's been going on. You can do that, and everything's okay for a while, but eventually you have inflation, you have high interest rates, you have currency turmoil, you have people no longer trusting each other to invest with each other, and then you have the end of the system, and we have chaos, and it starts over again.
Is that not the more likely scenario, in that politicians never like to tackle problems, they're always interested in the next day's headlines? Isn't it more likely they will find yet another ruse to put off the day of reckoning?
Well, absolutely. That's exactly what they're going to do. If a politician ran on the platform, oh my gosh, we've got to take a lot of pain, even if he won, Martin, which is very unlikely, but even if that politician won, after 6 months or a year or two of serious pain, he would be either thrown out or assassinated or something would happen, because people would say, this is too much pain. We didn't know you meant it was going to be this bad. Let's get out of this.
Now, many people say it's the euro that's the heart of this crisis. They're calling it the euro crisis. Is that how you see it?
No, absolutely not. It's not the euro. The world needs the euro or something like it to compete with the U.S. dollar. We need another sound currency. The eurozone as a whole is not a big debtor nation. The eurozone has some debtor problems, some debtor nations, debtor states, but it's not a big, big problem. The euro is good for the world. It needs to work.
Do you think in the past that political leaders were stronger, perhaps were less influenced by short-term considerations, had a greater feeling for the common good, perhaps the people themselves had a greater community spirit and would actually be happier to take austerity, to understand you have to live within your means? Do you think in a way it's not just the political class, that there's something at issue in society as a whole?
That's a good observation. Yes, we did have more discipline and more understanding in the past few decades, but that's partly because of the history of those decades. We remember the First and Second World War. We remember the Great Depression. We remember what happened when you got too leveraged and couldn't pay your bills. We knew what happened when you debased your currency. But now, of course, in the past, since the Second World War, we've had two or three generations grow up who don't remember all of that, haven't read their history, politicians who didn't know anything about history at all and don't know anything about economics at all. So everybody thinks there's a free lunch.
Do you think the media is to blame?
Well, the media are the same ones, Martin. I mean, you and everybody else grew up with all went to the same schools and had the same teachings and had the same period of good times. Since the Second World War, things have been pretty good in most of the Western world, the developed world anyway. And we all grew up thinking, well, this is the way the world is. And it has been that way, but that's not the way the world has been for the past few thousand years.
We've had this Occupy Wall Street movement emerging. Do you have any sympathy with any of the things that they're saying?
Well, I do have sympathy with the fact that they're saying we shouldn't have bailed out the banks. I would have let all those banks go bankrupt, as you heard me say before. But beyond that, I don't have too much sympathy with them. You know, we all want a free lunch. I'd like somebody to pay my bills, too. I'd like for somebody to take care of me the rest of my life, too. Beyond that, beyond their saying, listen, it's outrageous that the government took the money and saved the banks. Absolutely, they're right about that. It is outrageous, totally outrageous, that governments went and bailed out some bankers so they could keep their Lamborghinis and their summer houses. But beyond that, I don't have too much sympathy with them. Martin, whenever there are hard times, people look for somebody to blame. And they always blame the financial people. They always blame foreigners, and they always blame reporters. They always say, well, if the reporters didn't write about this problem, we wouldn't have a problem. So be careful. Financial types get blamed first. The foreigners get blamed second. You're next.
Okay. I'm